I need to say a few things so that we have time to actually hear what the facts are. Because that last statement, while impassioned, and I feel the same way about the harbor that you do, contained many outright inaccuracies. So let me just start here by saying we are here tonight to hear a presentation by a group that currently have a business called Yachting Solutions. They have received a grant in November from the federal government for $800,000 to do an expansion of a business that has already been in place for several years. There is a second part to this presentation, and that is what are the possibilities for the city in terms of the parts of the Inner Harbor that we control. So I want to be very clear. We're talking two things. One is reality. One is an $800,000 grant and an expansion of an existing business. The second is the first of many, many conversations that our city will have about what happens to our public landing, Bowie Park, and the parts of Rockland that we feel passionately about, including the View Corridor. Let me also say that, to my surprise, the Rockland City Council has very little to say about what happens out there. The reality is that the state controls the harbor, the federal government controls the bay. What we control are what happens when people get out of their boats and come onto the land. From my understanding, they will need to get permits from the DEP, from the Army Corps of Engineers, and we will indeed have an opportunity to give our opinion about this plan. They also will need to go before the Planning Commission, Rockland's Planning Commission, for some parking issues. But that's all. There will not be a vote by council, but we are as interested in you as you are in what's going to happen to our harbor, what this plan is, how it impacts the harbor, and is there a way for us to come to the other side of this that is very much win-win? And I believe there is. So this is a new idea. They found out about their grant in November. Let's give them the opportunity to walk us through what their plan is. That's part one. What they can do with the grant money they received and the grant proposal they put forward. And then the second part is very much with the City of Rockland as a partner.